on Samach Tes Samad Beis, but we're just going to start a few lines up from Samach Tes Samad Aleph from the bottom to start the sugya to see it in its shlemos. We're dealing now with a very important sugya. It's one of the makor sugyas in Shas on Amumah here in Chulin, a little bit on Avodah Zorah. We have it. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna makes a statement, Ezehu Yitzrael Mumer, who is a Mumer, as Rashi says, Techashvinin Le Mumer Lachol Mile, that they have sin now of a Mile, of a Mumer, that they're not believed in their Shechita, by the Tefillin they lose their status of Achicha with all the mitzvahs on it. Zeha Mechal Shabbosos Bifarhesya. Someone who is a Mechal Shabbos Bifarhesya, he doesn't care. Okay, but now we have to examine exactly in whose Shechita Rav Huna got this from. This is a famous machloket in Bechoros. If what makes someone a mumel kol Torah kulo? Rabbi Meir in Chachamim. See it inside. Omer Rav Nachman, come on. Who is Rav Huna going on if you just mechal Shabbos that makes you a complete mumer and you're not considered amecha and achicha? Ik Rabbi Meir, if he's talking like Rabbi Meir, Diomer, this is Shitas Rabbi Meir. If someone is over one mitzvah, he keeps 612 mitzvahs, he's chashur on all the Torah. Meaning we consider that he's not trustworthy in any of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Lav davka Shabbos, but any mitzvah that he does over here, Rabbi Meir would hold, he's a mumah l'chol davar. Nami. So it can't be Shitas Rabbi Meir that Rabbi Huna is going in. For Ikir Rabbanin, so maybe it's like the other side of the makhloket of Rabbanin, if he's over one mitzvah, he doesn't do one of them, whatever mitzvah you want to say, he doesn't put tefillin on, he's not chashur l'chol Torah kulo. Did we turn the page? Until he is over a Avodah Zorah, then he has a mumah l'chol Torah kulo. So what does Rav Huna mean when he says someone who's Mechal Shabbos before Hesia has a din of a mumer? It's going to be two pshatim now in the Gemara. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. The first one is, no, it's not like Vashi said that if someone is over, is Mechal Shabbos before Hesia, he's a mumer l'chol mile. Rather, he's just a mumer in the fact that he can still give still be Mavakhus Rishut in the Mavoy. I'm with Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Litain Rishut Ulavatul Rishut. He has a din of a mumer. Now we discussed. A Yisrael can join an Erev, and if he wasn't part of the Erev, he forgot or something, he can be Mavatul Rishut. A Goy cannot be part of an Erev at all. The only thing he can do is buy the Rishut from him. A tzeduki, someone who rejects Shabbos, I guess this guy over here now, according to Rev Nachman Bar Yitzchak, someone who is Mechal Shabbos Pefer Hesia, if you reject the concept of an Erev, you can't be part of an Erev. But since you're a Jew, you could be Mevatel your Erev. You don't have to buy the rights to the Chatzah like you have to do with the Goy. He says it's Litain Rishud Levatel Rishud, Kidetanya. Like we have a price on. Yisrael Mumer Misham is Shabbosu Bishuk. He's Yisrael Mumer, but he guards Shabbos Bishuk, meaning he's Mechal Shabbos Betzina, but not before Hesia. Mevatel Rishus, he's Mevatel Rishus. He has the ability to Mevatel Rishus to the other people in the Chatzar. She'enu Mishabbos Shabbosu Bishuk, but if he is Mechal Shabbos before Hesia, Eino Mevatel Rishus, he can't be Mevatel Rishus. So now when Rav Huna said someone who is Mechal Shabbos for Fahesia has a din of a mumer. In what area does he have a din of a mumer that he has a din like a goy? In the area of a chatzer. A person who's Mechal Shabbos for Fahesia cannot even be Mavatel Rishus. The only way you could deal with a person like this in your chatzer or your mavoy is you have to rent out, you have to buy his chelek from it on Shabbos. Okay? Let's keep on going. Mipnei. Shiamo Yisrael, Notel Rishus V'Notin Rishus. A Jew can give Rishus, which means Mevat Rishus. He can take Rishus from others, he can be Notin Rishus, that's Bittel. V'Nachri Ad Shiasker. Only a Goy until that you rented from him. Ketza. How do you rent? Omer Lo Rishus Yiknu'ila. He says, my Rishus is purchased to you. Rishus he mevotel latel before Yisrael, or my Rishus is mevotel to you. Kona, that's enough. The ain't tzarik l'schut, and you don't need any more. Lashi. Omer Rav Nachman, that's where we got to yesterday, Friday. Omer Rav Nachman, Ezu Yisrael Mumer. Who is the Yisrael Mumer? The Ka'amar Rav Huna Lael. Le'inyin bitul v'shus kamar. It's only in the matter of bitul v'shus and not l'chol mili the Torah. Pishuk. This is for Hasya, and the shuk, that's out what people see. Afagav to Mechal Betzina. If he guards it in the shuk, even though he's Mechal Betzina, he could still be Mevatel. Ketzat, a Yisrael kai, Rishus kenoy lach, or Rishus imuvutel lach. L'schut pekinyin suda. You don't have to do kinyin suda. So that's the first sheet. The Rav Huna's din that a Machal Shabbos professor is a mumer is not going on a mumer l'chol Torah kulo, just in the inyan of if you share a kotzer with him. Ravashi, who's the Basrai, Omer, Hai Tana hu, this Tana, Rav Huna is this Tana de Chamir Yalei Shabbos Kivodazor. It's the Tana that holds that someone who's Mechal Shabbos has a din like someone who's doing a Vodah Zorah, like Chachamim, and therefore someone who's Mechal Shabbos before Hesia has a din of a Muma Lachol Mili of the Torah. Vashi. Rav Ashi Omer, Liola Muma Dekama Rav Huna Lachol Mili. It's really going on all aspects of the Torah. Dechashiv Lei Muma. Okay, Rabban Tzvi Lei. The stringiness of Shabbos is like a Vodah Zorah. They bring down the Tam. Rashi says the Tam in Chulin. He brings down Shmachal Shabbos before Hetzia. It's Kofar b'Maisa Breshit. Mamash Kofar in it, and therefore he doesn't have any Chalak. He's rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like a Vodah Zorah. So the Shah says on this, Kevan, since that Shabbos is so Chomor, Vadai, if he's over the Shabbos, he's over on everything. We expect that he's going to be over on everything. And it goes like a Kav HaChomer. If you're over the Chomer, you're certainly going to be over the Kav. Chaznish asks strongly on the Shah. Okay, the Shabbos is Chomer, but still a Vodah Zorah is more Chomer than Shabbos. So you bring down. Someone who's over a Vodah Zorah is more Shabbos. So if someone is Mechal Shabbos, it's not a Raya that he's over a Vodah Zorah. So you don't see from someone who's Mechal Shabbos before Hesia that he's overcome mitzvahs of the Torah. He says rather the Tam of this of the reason why someone's Mechal Shabbos is because since he's Kofar and Maisa Bereshit, he's Ki'il like he's Parak Alav all the Torah. Once you don't keep Shabbos, Shabbos is the key over here. And this basically is going to be brought down in Halach over here. How do you know if a Jew is religious or not? Does he keep Shabbos? I don't care if he keeps kosher, if he keeps all the other mitzvahs, if he davens, is Shabbos being kept or not? According to the Chazanich, if he's not keeping Shabbos, it's like he threw off all the Torah, and that's the litmus test. Kidatanya, how do we see that Shabbos is like a Vodah Zorah? So the Pasuk, in the beginning of Vayikra, says, Adam ki makriv mechem korban l'Hashem min habehema. A person, when ki makriv, when he gives a nedra and a davar, mechem, from among you. Now this Lashon Mechem is a funny Lashon. Just right, Ki Adam, Ki Yakriv Korban. What does it mean, from among you? Mechem v'lo kulachem. From among you, but not all of you. Meaning not everybody can bring up a Korban. Fat l'muma. It's a fat l'muma. A muma cannot bring up a Korban. Mechem, also another thing, from among you. Bechem chalakti. Only among Jews I made a differentiation between those who are not a mumer and those who are a mumer. Falobo umot. And not from the umot of the olam. Meaning, a goy, it doesn't matter if they're old, they vote a zora, or if they keep the zayin mitzvah enough, they can bring up olot. Rashi. Adam ki yikot mechem, prat le mumer, dein mekavlin korbonos mechem, mashma mikitzatchem. We don't accept the korbons, because mechem is mash only from a few of you. Mechem, mikdetziv ha miyuta, this miyut of mechem is Gabi Yisrael. It's only dealing with Jews. For lokasiv ki yakriv mina adam korban. Shema mina bi Yisrael duhu dechalek umiyut muma. Only with the Yisrael do we make this differentiation and we miyut muma. For lo ba umot. Shema kavim korban mekulam. We accept korbanos from all goyim. Tiksiv, it says ish. Matam alome ish, ish of avoda kol nachrim, shinodrim. Any koi that is makes a nedor, nedoriv in a davos. Ki Yisrael behakol shoktim. He has it in like Yisrael. So we see the word mechem, on one hand, differentiates between a mumah and a Yisrael, but not through a goyim. The pasuk goes and says mina behema, and then it explains all the different types of behema. What do you have to write mina behema for in the pasuk? Lahavi b'nei Adam hadomu lebehema. To now include a person who, a Jew, even though he's similar to a behema in his actions, he can bring up a korban. So the first part says a mumah can't bring up, but a Jew that is doma, an Adam that's doma to a behema, can. Mikan amu mikablin korbanos meposhi Yisrael. We accept korbanos from sinners. Kidei shiaktu b'tshuva. In order to be makser them in tshuva, but not every poshi Yisrael. Chutz min amuma v'amenasek yayin u'mechal shabasos b'frasya. Except for a muma, it's mashmo via three things. Someone who does report his zor, menasek yayin, mechal shabas b'frasya. That's the brisa. Now Rav Ashi is going to examine the brisa. Hagufa kashya. The brisa seems to be a steerer, main bay. Amat michem, first you said michem v'lo kulachem. From you, not all of you, lahotir amuma. Amuma can't bring up. Fahadatani mekabin komonis mepashi Yisrael. And then we say you can bring up a pashi Yisrael. Isn't a pashi Yisrael a mumer? Halo kasha. It's not a kasha. Reisha b'mumer lekol haTorah. The first one is a mumer that rejects the Torah. He doesn't keep Torah and mitzvahs. This type of person you cannot bring a korban from. Mitziyasa, the middle part of the brisa, is b'mumer ledavechad. If he just doesn't, for example, put on tefillin, a person like that, you could still lekor. You could still take a korban from him. Aim a sefer. But what about the sefer? We just differentiate the two types of mumah. One is a mumah called davar the Torah. The other one is a mumah le davar echad. But the sefer said, we accept from a poshi Yisrael, except for a mumah masach nasek yayin, and a michal shavetz befresher. What kind of mumah is in the sefer? Sefer chutz min a mumah, v'yamanasek yayin, and a michal shavetz befresher, hay mumah hechidami. What kind of mumer is in the last place? If it's mumer lekol haTorah, hayin ureisha. We already had it that he's not counted to bring in a korban. And if he's a mumer ledeva echad, we just said a mumer ledeva echad can't bring a korban. Kashya mitziyasa. It's a kashya in the middle case that says he can't bring up a korban. Elav hachikma. This is how you have to read it. Chutz min mumer lenasek. It's a mumah, not a mumah, three different things, a mumah, and a over the avodah zorah, and a mechal shabbos. A chutz min a mumah lenastik, a mumah that is, does avodah zorah, u lechal shabbos b'frahesya, and a mumah that is mechal shabbos b'frahesya. Alma, we see from here, avodah zorah, the shabbos, ki hada de ninu. They have the same thing over there. The kofar, in a kodesh baruch hu, ma'isah b'reishit, or in a kodesh baruch hu, shema mina, and that's how we learn it up. Rashi, Lavi b'nei Adam adomim lebehema. Rishoyim shi'asu atzman kebehema. They act like behemas. She'enu mekeret at a bar. They don't recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mekablim em korban. We accept them korban as long as they're not over the avodah zorah and they're not mekal Shabbos. Mekablim korbanos shel nedava meposhi Yisrael. The high korban in a diamond nedava mishtei. Tiksiv ki yikriv. The whole pasuk is talking about in a diamond nedava. Kdei shi'asu b'tshuva. The reason why we accept korbanos from poshi Yisrael. In order that they should do tshuva, to eat that chinan lohu be a dime will be pushed them away completely to lohadri. They won't come back. So we therefore we accept their tshuva. Menasachet the yain liavodah zora elalav hachikma. This is how you have to say the last part of the brisa. Mekablin korbanos meposhi Yisrael hamumim ledavecha. We accept korbanos from a poshi Yisrael that are mumer that reject in one aspect. Chutz min a mumer lenasek a yain or lechal Shabbos. They can mumer lekol Torah dummy. They're considered a mumer all the whole Torah via. They are miyat lei mechem v'lo lekulachem. That's in the biyot over there. Okay, that basically this is a major sugya on how we approach Jews that are either tzeduki, mumrim, or mechal Shabbos. I think it's kedai just to see the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and the Chazon Ish that everybody quotes on a tinuk shenishpa, just to get the miskana of the sugya. We started off with the tzeduki. This is all in Shin Pei Hei in the Shulchan Aruch in to chaser of him. Tzeduki Aryu ki Yisrael. He has a din like a Yisrael, someone who just keeps the Torah Shebiktav and rejects the Torah Shebalpeh, and the Mishnah Berurah says that in all these inyanim, also the Karaim, the Karaites, also have this din. Or mevatel rishus, and they can be mevatel the rishus. You don't have to buy the rishus. They don't have a din like goyim. Aval eruv, but to make an eruv with them, enuel kaven she'enu mod be'eruv. Since they reject the Torah Shebalpeh, therefore they can't join in the eruv, but they can be mevatel. And then we had the whole sugi with Rabbi Gamaliel on how to deal with them. Kuti, a kuti, which are the Sumerians today. Which I was told that there's, Chagi told me there was two sects. There's an Arabic type sect that lives in the Shomra in by Shechem, and then there's one in Cholon. These people over here, the Sumerians, these were the ones who were brought over by Sennacherib. They were at the time of Rabbi Meir. We made a gezerah them that they ever didn't like to goyim, and that's the din today. Kuti Haruka Kisharami. They're goyim over here. And even if they mix in our society like they do in Chalon, they work in our society, they're goyim. Very kutimar goyim. Yisrael mumer le'avodas elilim or le'chal shabbosos b'farhesia. A Jew that is just is mechal shabbos b'farhesia, or he does a vodah zor. Afilu einim mechal ela be'isrim is a rabbanon. There's a very big inyan in the poskim over here, but the Shulchan Aruch poskins over here. Even if it's only an inyan into rabbanon, like an eruv. Haruhu kikoy, the kavoda elilim. The im einu mechal ela betzina, but at least if they do it only betzina, but they don't go out to work, a few mechal beyitzur deraisa, even if they're doing it secretly at home, haruhu kiyitzur mabatul vishus. He can't join in the Arab, he's not moda in it, but he could be mabatul. Mishnah Brewer on this. If he's mechal Shabbos before Hetzia, that this avon is chomer kamo avodas kakavim shiasu b'zeh mumel l'chol haTorah. So as Mechal Shabbos, it's considered, you already consider them like they don't keep the whole Torah. They lose their status of achicha, amecha, and all the things. V'davke b'shiragil. This is a Joel asked this yesterday. This is the machloket that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. What happens if they only do one thing? They don't put on tefillin. If they only did it once, Shabbos. They went down to Mechal Shabbos once before Hesia. What's their din? Aval im chil Shabbos bechad zimne befrasya lo mikvei mumer. First mission of Ruah brings he's not called a mumer. V'yeshomi de'afilu bechad zimne mikvei mumer. I learned many times from Rav Scheinberg that avals in the mission of Ruah he passes like. He says that's how he learned in Europe that if there's an aval in the mission of Ruah, it's not there's two ways to be an aval. Aval or there's aval. He says the aval is the bagish. I heard in the name of Rav Eliyashev that it's. He does not have a Kabbalah like that, and each case has to be judged. But I went to the Yeshiva and the Rev Scheinberg. He holds Aval, therefore, if someone is Mechal Shabbos Bechad Zimna, the Aval in the Mishnah of Ruah is Lo Mikre Muma over here. Mishnah of Ruah comes on, what is for Hesia? It's they do it in front of 10 Jews. Vedada Kozek Ishu Ovid L'Te'avon. This is only if he does it for advancement, for all these things. Aval Lahachis. Afilu b'shar averos. If someone does an avera lahachis, he says, I can't stand those tefillins or whatever, and I'm not going to wear them, even though, you know, not for tevon over here. Then if it's not professi, it's dinu kevoda kachavim. That's basically the mission of Ruah. If he does tshuva, he does tshuva. He's back in the... Right, everybody has the ability to do tshuva. There's a famous kazanish that a lot of people quote, about Jews today. Jews today, we can't call these people mumers. What are they being mumer against? What are they rejecting over here? This is the Lashon, I'm assuming that he's quoting the Lashon directly from the Chazanish. It's in Yoredeya Pei Zion. Chazanish writes that a tinuk shem nishba ben agoyim, meaning they have no connection, our fellow breathing today out over there, even if they're mechal Shabbos b'fahesia dinuk Yisrael gomor. They have all the dinim of Yisrael and all the aspects of them. Because the sibah that they're not mekayim, the religion, doesn't have to do whether or not they're rejecting or accepting. It's because they don't know it. They're not rejecting it. They're just not aware of Torah and Yahadut. And therefore, we have to be mechazik and we have to be mishtadal to bring them back into tshuva over here. And therefore, they're not considered a mumah. That's the famous psak of the Chazanish over here. Ukmoken Mishe Avotav Pirshu Mitzibor, someone whose fathers left, and now they went up without Torah, they don't know any better, their din is a Yisrael. Okay, the early reformers might have been differently, but today it's just a different thing. However, there's a Tanai that this Chazanish brings down, and I saw it, this is what changes everything over here. However, you need to be Lisharia if Be'emet they don't know about Yahadut, if they're Mezid or not. Now, this is a big question here in Israel. Right, you have people that come here, especially they live, they see, they hear on the radio. It's one of the things that we love, that you know, on all the radios, everybody knows about the Chagim here. It's have all the sales and all the you know, all the things. How far is it that they're completely ignorant? This is what the Chazanik means. Now you can take it both ways. They live among us, they see it, and they have the opportunity. On the other hand, because the media and people are so against, you know, religious people, it could be that they're also still considered Tinuk Shenishpa. I don't know. I know there's a famous mimer from Rav Elchanan Wasserman. We have a concept in the Torah called Omer Mutter. So it's a taina in court. It's worked out in the second. Sanhedrin Makus over here. Omer Mutter. The person told me that it was Mutter. I didn't know. I didn't realize I was doing something wrong over here. How far does Omer Mutter go? Does Omer Mutter work with apikorsis? That's the question he brings down. He brings down a Rav Chaim. Didn't Rav Chaim. Omer Mutter with Abikorsis. They all told me that was Mutter. The Kol Torah Kulo was Mutter. Is it so or not? Rav Chaim says, Ein Omer Mutter with Abikorsis. And so Rav Elchanan elaborates on it, that something like the belief in a Bori Olam, a person with Seichel has to have the ability to reject, and he brings straight down evolution. He says that everybody in this world has the opportunity, the seichel, even he brings down these pygmies in Africa and in Australia. Everybody has the ability to be makir, the borei, and therefore there's ein omer mutter when it comes to apikorsis. Okay, that's basically the sugya over here, point sugya. Mishnah. We're going back now to bittul rishus in the chotzer. If we didn't get it yet, this Mishnah is basically the Mishnah that we've been discussing all along. We've been borrowing from this Mishnah. We have one more Chazorah in Bittul in a Chatzah. Now again, what normally happens is we all live in a Chatzah and a Mavoi together. We collect from everybody. Everybody joins in the Erev. Now it's common, we shoot, and we could all use it. What happens if someone forgot? Someone forgot, therefore no one can use it. So there's an answer. He could be mevatel his reshut to everybody else. Now he can't use it. It's not considered his chatzar anymore. But everybody else was already mishtatev, and therefore they can use it. Anshi chatzar. You have the members of the chatzar. Sheshachat hachad mehem. One of them forgot v'lo iruv, and he didn't make the eruv. So what does he do? He's mevatel. He's mevatel his reshut. Beito asur. His private house is asur, to enter or to go out from, meaning with objects, lo v'lehem. He can't use his house to the chatzah, and they can't use his house to the chatzah. V'shalahem, but their houses, mutorim lo uvalahem. Their houses, he could go into their house and take things out, he could use their chatzah, and there, if he does it, they're like a guest. Right, you have a guest that comes from out of town. They come to Matzah Shiah and they lose your house. They could use the Arab over here. They could use everything. They could take from your house and out. But his house, a person who's in the chatzah that joined in, can't use anything. Not nulo rishusan. What happens if they, the members of the chatzah, when mevatel their rishut to him? Let's say there's six people in the chatzah. Five of them now they made the Arab. They're mevatel all their reshut to him. Who mutter? He is now mutter to go from his house into the chatzer. Vehein asur. But they're not. And the Gemara will explain why there's a chiluk over here. It should be that they should be allowed at least to go into his house and out, but not. Hayu shnayim. If there were two people that didn't join in, and now the other five members of the chatzer were mevatel their reshut to these two people, Osim Zelza, they still are usher. Now no one has any rights in it. Shiecha noten reshut v'noto reshut, because the din is one can give reshut v'noto reshut. He can be mevatel or he can accept. Shnayim notnim rishut. Two people can be mavatal the rishut, ve'en notnim rishut. But you can't have two that can accept. And the Gemara will explain why. Meim asai notnim rishut. At what time can a person give rishut to be mavatal his katzer? Beis Shammim mevi'od yom. Has to be Erev Shabbos. I understand really Beis Shammim. If it's Erev Shabbos, you can just quickly join in. Maybe he doesn't have any food. There's no food left or whatever. Peisil amrim mishachashecha. Only when it gets dark, that's when you have it. Mishanatan rishuso v'hotzi. We've had this part of the bride. Says someone was mevatel his rishus to the other members, and now we use v'hotzi. Bein b'shogeg bein mezid harizah osu debrei meir. Whether he was shogeg, whether he was mezid, was accidental. He retracts his bittel. Rabbi Yehuda meno. Only b'mezid he retracts his bittel. It's going to be osur, everybody from usage of the chotzer. B'shogeg einu osur. Shogeg, it's not. Rashi. Beito also lachnis lahotzi. Mebeito lechotzer. He can't use from his house to the chotzer anymore. Bein hu, bein shar b'nei chotzer. Not him, not anyone else. Ube gemar meforesh, kishevito lehem reshus. It's when he's mevatel to them as reshus. Shari lo bechotzer, that he had his chotzer. But lo bito lehem reshus beito. We're talking specifically, this is going to be the Mishkan of the Gemara. You'll see the Gemara has a whole shakalatari on this. That only when he's mevatel is reshus in the chotzer, but not the reshus of his house. Hilcha chavile reshus beitzo reshus tidei. The house remains his, the chotzer reshus tidehu. But the chotzer is others. Shalahem, he could use their houses. Batim shalahem, mutarim lahotzi mehem lechotzer, bein hu bein hen. He could use it, they could use it. Taha batim shalahem, bechotzer reshus echadim. It's their houses, and the chotzer is their reshus now. Not nu lo, they give to him heim rishus chatzvam. Hu mortal lahotzi me beitul lechatzvam. Heim also him afilu me beitul lechatzvam. V'yafal gab de rishus acharem. Look more forish matama. Look more, she's going to explain. Hayu shnayim. If there's two people, shishachu, that they forgot. V'lo yivu. V'shar b'nei chatzvam. Batlu lahem. Bilu lahem rishusam. Shneim osrim zeh al zeh. They're both going to usher on each other. And p'neishu, who shall shneim? Because it's both of theirs. It's not just one person's reshut. It's both of theirs that didn't make an eruv. V'abatim yuchadim kol bayit lebala. Since each house is miyuchad to each one. V'ein motzim reshusim miyuchadit lo reshus shelo reshus chaver. I can't be reshut, move from my reshus that is only mine to a reshus that is of both. So therefore, hari te'asar. The Mahadu Meshachal Vishusehu Bechozibom Mibitulo. And we'll understand this actually better once we see the Gemara. So the Gemara started off saying that his house is Asar, and yet the Chatzah is Mutter to everyone. Beito Hu Di Asar. His house, it's Asar to go in and out of. Ha Chatzir Shari. But the Chatzah is Mutter for everybody else to use. Hechidami. How, what's the case? Eat the bottle, beto. If when he made bittel over here, he was mevatel also his house, am I usher? Why is his house usher to everybody else? Eat the low bittel. Sorry, I have to read a little differently. Eat the bottle. If he was mevatel his reshus, beto his house, am I usher? He was mevatel his reshus. Lagamri, why is his house usher to the other people? To eat the low bottle, and if he wasn't mevatel, chatzero amai shari. Why is the chatzer mutter to them? Hakabam askino, what are we talking about? A goat should bittel vishus chatzero below bittel vishus beso. We're talking about his mevatel, only the chatzer and not his house. The kai sabri rabbonin, and rabbonin hold. Now we had this machloket earlier, the machloket rebeliez and rabbonin. If you mevatel your chatzer, you also mevatel your house. Over here we see that you're mevatel your chatzer, and you're not mevatel your house, not like Shitas Reb Eliezer, rather sabri rabbonin, hamevatel reshus chatzeru, reshus beitzo lo bito. If he's mevatel his reshus in his chatzer, it does not mean he's mevatel the reshus of his house. Why? Tedari inush bebayit below chatzer. Because a person will live in a house without a chatzer, even though when we explain Reb Eliezer's Shita, in those days, the ikr tashmishim of a house was done in the chotzer. Houses were very small. They were used for divan shibitzinim. They weren't used for other things. All the cooking, if you like, they were all done in the chotzer. So if a person was mevatel his chotzer, what's his house without a chotzer? But Chachamim Old said, no, there is, a person will live in a house without a chotzer.
And therefore, v'shalahem mutar lo, v'shalahem, and now therefore, he was mevatel, just the chatzir, not his house, therefore, shalahem, their houses, mutar lo v'lahem. It's mutar to him and to them. My timer, dahavi arayetu by the likavayu. He's like a guest among them. A guest can be in your house and take things out from your house, even though he's living in the chatzir, he's considered a guest of everybody else. And he cannot move from his house to the chatzir, because it's considered like he's living in a different place. But then, like any other oreach, Rashi, Gemara, ha chatziro, rishus shahaita lo, the rishus in the chatzir that was his, but chatziro shari lebnei chatzir. Umutalahem lahotzi lemeitem lechatzir kedetani matnitim lehedya. When he's mevatel, they could use the chatzah. So what's the case? Eat the bottle rishuso lupnei chatzah. If he's mevatel, his rishus beito amai asa. So he's mevatel everything, including his house. So why is his house asar? They should be able to go in and out of his house. Hari natan lahem a beito v'nistalik. It's like he gave his house v'nistalik. To eat the low bottle, if he wasn't mevatel at all, midi rishus chatzah manshari. Who allowed it? So therefore, the answer is Poshet, he was just Mavatal his chatzer and not his house. Kesavi Rabban and Tana de Matinit in Destamahi. It's the Stam mission is like Shitas Rabbanin. Upligia de Rebel Eliezer. And this is Cholokon Rebel Eliezer, the Yomer Beperichos in Patin. Beito Otsele Achnis Lihotzi Lo. He's not allowed to, you can't use it at all. Avalahem Mutter. To them Mutter. Why? The Mavatal Rishus Chatzer or Rishus Beito Bito. Because the house without a chatzer is not called the house. He's obviously mevatel everything according to Eliezer. Dahavi or reyak likavayil. He's considered a guest compared to them. Kevan de beito lo mafik. But since his house, he didn't go out. Alpha pi de mishtamish bechatzer lo mahadu mishakol v'shusehu aval kishor orchim. He has a demakim or reyak over here. Next part of the Mishnah. In about 2 minutes. Notnim lo vishusan, they gave to him vishus, who mutter behem a son. Now all of a sudden he's mutter, but they're also. Why not? Let them be like guests. V'nahavi inu legavai ki yorchim. Let them be compared to him, a guest. And the Gemara says something very interesting over here. Chad lebakabi chamisha havi oreach. 1 to 5 is considered a guest. Yeah, 5 people, 1 guy is the guest over here. And 1 to 5 is not an oreach. And of course they bring down, but if you invite over 5 mishpachot to your house, it's a guest. Okay? It's just talking about in the concept of the chatzah, it's mistaber. Rashi. Hein, asorim afilu mebeitu lechatzah. The cave on the mishtamshi bechatzah afakav the lav mebeitu did. That's what that Rashi was on. Okay. Chamisha lav dafka. Chamisha is lav dafka. It's just the word that we're using. Even if there's 10, 20, even if there's 4. It seems like once there's a robin. Even 3, probably. From here, we want to learn now that this was all one case. What happened? First, the one guy didn't do it. There's 6 people in the chatzer. The one guy did. So he's mevatel his rishus to the 5, and he has a din like a guest to them. And they came back, and they were mevatel now the 5 to the 1. And now they just can't use his house. That seems it's all one case, all one Shabbos. Therefore, shma mina mevatelin v'chozim mevatelin. We have the din over here. We could paskin the shayla before the machloket that we had before. One could be mevatel v'chozim mevatelin, not like Shmuel. Like Rav. Yeah, machloket Rav Shmuel. If you could be mevatel, like we mentioned over here, Yosef and I live in the chatzah together, we forgot to in Erev, I'll be mevatel to Yosef for the first hour, he could use the chatzah, then he'll be mevatel back to me. Rav says it's not a problem. Shmuel says it's a chukah de tulula, it looks crazy, it's not how we do things. So we could see from this case, since first, the first guy was mevatel to the 5, and then they used it, then they're mevatel back to them. And now they can't just go into their house. Shmami, not mevatel because of mevateling. No, it's no raya. Hachi ka'amoy nanu lo rishusan mikar. It's all talking about the one case. The second case is they, the 5, gave to him the rishus mikar right from the beginning. Meaning it's not two, it's not one case in the Mishnah. Each case is a different scenario over here. You can't learn it all as one. Huma to the hain asoim. Therefore, each case was a separate scenario that could happen on a Shabbos, and you can't bring a riot from this Mishnah that mevatlin v'chozim mevatlin. Vashi shma mina mevatlin, tamash menanu lo vishus a reishakai, that they gave it, it's going on the reisha, min diketani v'shalem mutar lo v'lahem. It's on the case where they already gave it over, he already gave it over to them. U'bata lahem v'shus, and chos v'hem v'nonim lo v'shus, hu mutar. We think it's like that. Kamash, nope, it's each is a different case. The last case was in the Mishnah, before we got into Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Hayu shnayim osim zelzeh. Seven people in the chatzer, two did not make an eruv. Five of them were mevatel their rishus to two. They are still usher in it. Pshita, of course they are. They didn't make an eruv. Vashi, pshita. Tiavi torvayu, if there's two families, the Kutayu Mikora, Havi Asri Hadri, they're going to usher on each other. Because they didn't make an eruv between the two of them. So it's Pshita, of course it's usher. Lo Tzricha. We need in the case, Tahad Echad Minayu, Obitale Lechavre. We're talking about, first there were seven, two didn't do it, five were Mavatal to the two, and then among the other two, one was Mavatal to the other. That was the, we thought that that might work, Kamash Malana doesn't work. Mao de Tema, what might if you think, Lishtre, that's Beseda Gomor, Kamash Malan, no, the Kevan de Be'idna de Batil, in the beginning moment when the five were Mavatal to the two, Lo Havi Leish Yerusa by Chatzer, they didn't have permission in that Chatzer, therefore they can't do it now. You can't work on the other person's Bittel. That's not the way it works. Why don't you explain it? Pshita, di havi tovayu l'chudarim yikara havi asri hadli. If they were two of them together, of course they'd answer on each other. Lo tzvicha dahad achad u'bata l'chavi v'shus atzmo v'yed chelko, his v'shus, and the chelko v'shus shebitu lehem chavreihem. You might think that would work. Ma'u de tema, the lishterei. Dahavi luk kikamishi. He has a din now of the five. Shesharim b'chatzah. You might have a din that he joins together with the original ones. Kamash Malan? No, the Lo Dami. It's not compared. The Ilu Hatam over there, when it was the all of them did it. Kol Chad Vachad Mevatale Rishuse. Each one was Mevatal of Al Hacha, but now here. Kevan Deshar B'nei Chatzel, Lav Lahai Defaish Lechud. They're not all together anymore. El Letarvayo, it's just the two of them. If one now comes in Mevata Le'idak, the other one should say Didei, Masi Lebetule Vishute Diakni Le'chavri. He has to Mevata everything, the whole original Bittul. He's destroying the whole original Bittul. Lo Masi Lebetule. He can't do that. The Kevah of the Be'idin, the Bati Lahu, Hanach, Kamai, when the original ones did it, Vishusayo, he wasn't there. Afilo Achi Lo Havi Lahai Mevata. And therefore they can't use it. The asa haraday, it's chutzim the bittel the kamai lohani. It doesn't work anymore after that point for another one to mevatel. Ki hadar mevatel high low matzilik noy rishusay di dehu. He can't be makne the rishus of them. Tahalo kneves. It wasn't for that purpose.